In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from their master's tables. Today's gospel is one that all dog owners can relate to, and certainly that includes myself and many in the parish. When you're having a nice piece of chicken or steak, and your dog comes and puts his head on your knee and looks at you out of the corner of his eye, we'd have to be very hard-hearted not to share some of it with him. But it's interesting that throughout the Gospels, Jesus identifies his mission as one to the lost sheep of Israel. He could be compassionate toward the Gentiles, as he was toward the Canaanite woman in today's Gospel, or toward the Samaritan woman at the well, or toward the centurion whose servant was deathly ill. But these episodes are exceptions rather than the rule. Jesus lived as a Jew, he taught as a Jew, he worshiped as a Jew, and he died to proclaim the power and the truth of the God of Israel to all the nations. As he told his disciples at the Last Supper, "This is my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." This new covenant, which would be offered to the house of Israel, would also be extended to all nations. It had been foretold by the great prophets, as, for example, in the majestic words we hear today from the prophet Isaiah. "The foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, loving the name of the Lord and becoming his servants, these I shall bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations." Well, historically we know how this happened. Peter and Paul and the other apostles, inspired by the Holy Spirit, went out to spread the gospel to all parts of the world. They would go first to the synagogues and Jewish communities who had a foundation in the faith of Israel. But then, when they were rejected, they would also go to the Gentiles and instruct them both in the Jewish faith and in the new revelation of Jesus. The theological understanding of this historical process was provided by St. Paul in our second reading from the letter to the Romans. "The gifts and the call of God are irrevocable." That is, both the Old Testament, the salvation history of Israel, and the New Testament, the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, both are necessary for our salvation. You can't have one without the other. They only make sense if they go together. As St. Augustine said, the new is in the old concealed, the old is in the new revealed. Paul goes on to say, "Just as you, the Gentiles, once disobeyed God, but have now received mercy because of their, the Jews' disobedience, so now they have disobeyed, that is, by denying Christ, in order that, by virtue of the mercy shown to you, the Jews too may now receive mercy. For God delivered all, both Gentiles and Jews, to disobedience, so that he might have mercy on all." All of us are guilty of disobedience before God, but through the mystery of God's mercy, salvation is offered to all of us through Jesus Christ, who reconciled humanity to God and all nations to one another. We have a poignant example of God's gift of reconciliation in the life of a saint whose feast day was celebrated recently, St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, a Carmelite nun who lived from 1891 to 1942. Sister Teresa was born as Edith Stein, the daughter of a prosperous Jewish German businessman. She stopped practicing her faith when she was a teenager, but she was a brilliant student who earned a doctorate in philosophy under Edmund Husserl, the founder of phenomenology. But because she was a woman and a Jew, a university career in Germany was closed to her. But she wrote books and articles and taught at the high school and college level. She had many Christian friends, and one day, when she was visiting one of them, she picked up the autobiography of St. Teresa of Avila, the founder of the Reformed Carmelite Order. She read the book straight through, and when she was finished, she said, "This is the truth." Edith was baptized on January 1st, 1922, the feast of the circumcision of Jesus. From that moment on, she was continually aware that she belonged to Christ not only spiritually, but through her Jewish blood. She said, "I gave up practicing my Jewish religion when I was a 14-year-old girl, and I did not begin to feel Jewish again until I had returned to God." She continued to write and to teach, and in 1933, after Hitler came to power in Germany, she entered the Carmelite convent in Cologne and took the name of Sister Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. And after her final profession, she said, "My only vocation is to love. Those who join the Carmelite order are not lost to their loved ones, because it is our vocation to intercede to God for them and for everyone. I keep thinking of Queen Esther, who was taken away from her people precisely because God wanted her to plead with the king on behalf of her nation. I am a very poor and powerless Esther, but the king who has chosen me is infinitely great and merciful." After Kristallnacht, the night of November 9, 1938, when synagogues were burnt and the persecution of the Jews intensified in Germany, Sister Teresa Benedicta was smuggled across the border to a Carmelite convent in the Netherlands. There she was joined by her sister Rosa, who had also converted and become a Carmelite. And after the start of World War II and the occupation of the Netherlands, Edith and Rosa were arrested by the Gestapo. Together with other Jewish Christians, they were sent to a transit camp. And there she wrote to a friend, "I never knew that people could be like this. Neither did I know that my brothers and sisters would have to suffer like this. I pray for them every hour. Will God hear my prayers? He will certainly hear them in their distress." Her friend later wrote, "She was a witness to God's presence in a world where God was absent." On August 7th, 1942, 987 Jews from Holland were transported to the concentration camp at Auschwitz. And there, 2 days later, many of them, including Edith Stein and her sister Rosa, were put to death in a gas chamber. When Sister Teresa Benedicta of the Cross was beatified in 1987, Pope John Paul II said, "The Church honors a daughter of Israel who, as a Catholic during the Nazi persecution, remained faithful to the crucified Lord Jesus Christ, and as a Jew, to her people in loving faithfulness. May her example of courage and compassion always inspire us, and may her prayers, like those of Queen Esther, intercede for us with our Father in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit."